Welcome, folks. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Snowfall, episode 574. Check it out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Getting smooth, man.
Why can't I read your notes?
Don't be trying to read my notes.
I was just trying to get close.
Not even acknowledging the song.
Oh.
It looks like a little love TKO. Oh.
Did he set this up? He set this up.
I don't know what he
I feel like it's pre-planned. This seemed pre-planned to me.
Got that cat daddy voice.
It was happening, okay.
How you doing?
So you chose this song for this reason?
I think so.
What you on? Mm.
That's what I wanted to do.
This one they was jamming to, though.
Yeah, they was jamming to this at Jerome's party for the 7-4. That's July 4th, Independence Day.
Is my mic supposed to be like this?
What happened? See your mic? You want to say it louder? Your mic's probably supposed to be like that. All right. Well, thanks for joining us again. I'm your lead host, Emmanuel Wright. We get into the shenanigans, but before we do that, you can find me on Instagram at Young Camel Toe. Everywhere else, Dear Vitz.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
Hello everybody, I'm a guest host today. My name is Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Special guest, not just guest, he's a special guest.
Thank you.
Who will be replacing people going forward. I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me on Twitter at D'Angelo TV or at D'Angelo on Instagram. Hit me up and let me know your thoughts on the show.
Alejandro's dead, man. Nah. I thought he was dead, man. He should have been dead.
I'm like, fool, if you don't wake up, I'm sitting here looking at this man like, nah, he ain't it. They can't take Alejandro out. He an important character.
How many days was he asleep?
He was gone.
Five. I don't know. I wasn't counting.
That's a lot of days.
It was one day, literally, because when they was starting the party at the house, it's the same time that he was going through what he was going through. I think it was one day.
I think it was within a day, too, because they were flying over the fireworks.
Right,
also, he said he had like a half a day of water supply, like they still had water when he woke up. So
it might have started for the day before for them, but everybody else was partying for July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Latinos.
Well, T-Mac lost his cool real quick, man, for that to just be a day, mm-hmm. and Teddy Mac just lost it. Because, like, I mean, he was just quoting random facts, walking back and forth, kicking random bags. He lost the top of the teepee or whatever he was staying under. I mean, look, they had 75 kilos of cocaine. Why he didn't just sniff some and just think about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the plan. Let's do that.
High
like,
and hot? No.
When the teepee flew off, he would have been able to caught that if he just had some up his nose. That's all I'm trying to say.
No. Good night. He wanted to chase after that thing. He was ready. He needed some action. He was tired. Alejandro wasn't waking up. He's stressed out.
That's what I'm saying. Take one hit.
Teddy not on that.
He not, but and you know,
and he know they need that to take it back. They got a business they got to run.
But if you just take,
you
one,
can't get high on your own supply.
Yes, you can. He's done it before. With all those like close calls and stuff. I bet.
So
you.
We know who not to trust when it's
girl,
time.
Girl, I'm just saying. Like, we know who not to depend on.
Yo, did the airplane crash? I'm lost on that. Or what happened with the airplane?
I don't know. Something happened. It wasn't right though. Whatever happened, it wasn't right.
I don't think it crashed, but the landing was. Because the plane itself was still intact.
Right.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
So, why did they land, though? Did they ever explain that?
Mm-mm.
They just was in the Mexican desert?
It sounded like it was Alejandro's decision, though. Because Teddy Mac, when he woke up, he was like, we should have never landed here in the first place.
Oh.
And Alejandro didn't say nothing back, and they got in the plane. So, it sounded like it was like a rest, maybe, and it just went wrong.
Okay. Yeah, he was mad about landing in Hawthorne or something like that, right? He was mad.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the makeup team because I wanted to spread some Carmex on their lips.
I kept licking my lips every time I saw
it.
And the way they angled the camera,
they
it was like
was
centered.
So right. You can see it from the side.
It looked like he had rabies or if he was
skin
just
hanging off and then his blood.
He was just eating flour all day. Just looked chapped and ashy.
That says a lot that we was focused on.
Drinking water after
each
other.
No. They kind of focused. They put the lips on focus.
They wanted us to see.
Yeah, they faces
they had that
focus,
mug on
like,
rack focus, the lips on focus, and everything else distorted. I'm like, bro, what? <It's funny. laughs> They wanted us to see that thirst.
Mm-hmm. But it is true, though, that Teddy went delusional. I mean, he even started hitting Alejandro. Did he hit him in his
he
face?
He was slapping him. He was smacking him as I
What's that going to do?
Wake him up. You ain't never been drinking, somebody slapped you hard.
Yo. There was obviously something wrong with him. He had a bloody head. He's going to start smacking him in the face.
But he was losing his... I mean, he was delusional.
Yeah, he's delusional.
Yeah. For a
he's
day?
Frustrated. Yeah.
He I think he was water. Nervous about the drugs, too. How much drugs they
he
had.
He was nervous about everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's just his personality, though. That's Teddy Mac.
Oh, man. I just wish Teddy Mac would just be cooler in those situations. You know what right. I mean? Because, like, he was good with Avi. And he's good when it comes to, like, drug lords and just making business work. But when it comes to just something environmental or... I mean, even with his... Not his wife, girlfriend, his ex, really.
Baby mama.
He was smooth with it. I mean, it was a problem, but he was smooth to the convo. I mean, sure, he looked a little shocked when she's like, I'm gonna leave you. But he didn't, like, cry about it. He didn't go emotional about it. So I just want to see Teddy Mac be more cool in these situations.
So he did without her before.
Yeah. I mean, to his defense, I mean, most people would be acting weird if they had a bunch of drugs and had to deal with drug situations. Right. Like, we're just surrounded by a bunch of people who are used to it. So maybe he's, like, a little more normal than most people in this show.
Okay.
So maybe that's what he represents.
And
know.
Think about what he was going through in the desert. He got drugs on him. He don't know how to fly the plane. He thirsty. Alejandro is... almost dead at
his
this point.
His lips cracked up.
Right, his lips cracked. Like, he got a lot of, he's under a lot of pressure. So I'm sure at some point in time, you would be going crazy too.
Hey, what did he dig up out that dirt though? What was that?
That was the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, they buried him?
Well, he did probably just, you know, just
so they would have fly away.
Somebody. Oh, that was smart.
So if you get busted, there's no drugs.
Because I saw him put them boys back before he put Alejandro in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's smart. That's what's up.
He was smooth with it.
That's what's up.
When they, I kind of wish he didn't hand off the pick right when the fireworks started, though, when it was flying the airplane. He handed off the pick, and they had that little moment where he grabbed the photo.
I don't know. That's towards the end, though. That was what woke him up, though, the photo conversation. Because he was.
What woke him up?
Because, remember, Alejandro was, like, you know, hanging out the door, and then Teddy sitting there talking about how she wanted me to give you this photo. Don't know what seeing your son gonna make you do. It's probably gonna make it hurt worse.
No. Alejandro was already driving. He was already flying.
No, I'm talking about Teddy was outside of the plane before Alejandro woke up.
Okay.
He was staring at the picture and talking about the picture
and
how
was
she wanted him to give
it
to
him. The picture of his family, his own family, because he was like, he was delusional and talking about the scenario with his wife or baby mama. Like, he was talking about two different things.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
Do you
that
think
was
Alejandro
of...
was thinking that he was talking about him, though?
I think Alejandro was dehydrated and was just trying to like...
He had that drool.
He wanted
down.
Water. Yeah. That's all.
You better slurp that back up.
Oh, no.
That's nasty.
Don't
That's
do that.
So let's talk about how homeboy mama used to be a photographer, though.
Okay.
Taking pictures of his daddy, and I'm like...
We could do that. Okay, fine. We'll just move on to Franklin's story. I pieced it together by character this time.
I went
T-Mac. About to go Oso, but you want to talk about Franklin's
mom. Okay, you
want to
do Oso? Let's do Oso.
No, we'll do Franklin's mom. How you feel about Franklin's mom?
She crazy.
Why is she crazy?
Because it's like she's there with Franklin about this whole daddy situation, but she like in and out. So she answered his questions and then she don't. And then, you know, when she found out he bailed him out of jail, she got a whole attitude. She mad, don't want to see him. And I'm just confused. Like, I don't know what's going on with this situation.
See, I think the problem is Franklin doesn't know just how bad his dad was or currently is.
But she won't tell him.
And his mom has bailed him out countless number of times. She's put him through all the drug programs, tried to give him every type of medicine.
She told you that.
She had that look. she lost hope. And she had that look of like, hey, I love him. From the bottom of my heart, but I lost hope, baby. Like, nothing you could do is going to fix this. Mm-hmm. Like, the best thing we could do is just keep him away from the rest of the fam so he don't, you know, rub off on us.
Dang, yeah.
My question is, like, how did his pops get those clothes so fast? I mean, he had the belt and everything right
after. Then he got confident when he cleaned up, though.
He did get
like,
confident.
Don't clean up and get cocky now. Like,
hold on. He took that bath and then he came out talking all types of junk.
Right.
Like, he wasn't just a crackhead sitting on the street getting taken to jail for sniffing crack.
He had a little limp, too. He had a little, like, pimp limp, too. I'm telling you, hey, what's happening?
Yeah, he got real, too.
Right. I got some cognac.
I'm not about to apologize for being a man.
You know,
what?
You know, pinkies up and everything.
That conversation is, like, really insightful, though. Just, like, seeing their dynamic. Because we saw him in the first episode, but we hadn't seen him since. And to see just, like, how they talked to each other was really interesting. But what was most interesting was that Franklin did essentially seek him out. And I think his father picked up on that. But, like, I think that shows how lost he is for him to even want to go to someone like his father, who's a lost cause.
Yeah, Franklin going through some stuff. And he told us that he shut the F up, like, twice to his face. And I'm just like, wow.
And Franklin had to dig deep to find his pops, because that scene where Franklin's talking to the homeless people, at first, I thought that was Franklin trying to get a job. And I'm just like, why are you talking to the homeless people for a job? He was talking to homeless people under a bridge. There was a scene right before he
found his pops. What kind of job they was going to supply him for?
I don't know.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. That was just the first thing that came to my head. Like, Franklin's trying to get a job from these homeless people. Because he needs some money. Maybe he's going to push these $1 water bottles.
They don't have no job.
I don't know. Maybe you're trying to get their benefits card. You're trying to get their food stamps cards. You're going to sell them and then flip them.
I feel you. I like that scenario.
You know, because homeless people do sell their food stamps cards for like $3 out here. They do that. I've never bought one, but I've been offered it. But yeah. So I thought that's what he was trying to do. Maybe flip some food stamps or something like that.
Some
benefits. But he was actually trying to find out where his pops was. That's what he was trying to do. So
he paid somebody $20 for the information, right?
No.
That's what he told his daddy?
Yeah, he did.
He did, because the daddy was like, you could have kept that money or get your money's worth.
Yeah, he's like, use me, what do you need me for? Yeah. And it's crazy that his pops picked up on, like, that his son's doing something shady.
Right.
Like,
right.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, because like, he asked him who told him where he was at, and he was like, whoever he said, and he was like, yeah, that's good man. And then he was like, no, I had to give him $20 for him to tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was... It was like his daddy knew that he had to come up with money to even find him, but him seeking him out make his daddy question, like, okay, what he got going on?
Right, because it's limited reasons why he would actually go to his father.
Yeah, right. But I guess his father know that Jerome ain't up to no good.
Right.
Because he like, you slinging weed with your uncle? Exactly. Or what y'all doing?
But weed's
you know?
Not that bad.
But he know it's something
he
more.
He know he's doing something. Yeah, he's doing something. He's doing something worse than slinging weed, but
right.
He just picked up on that pretty quickly, which was, I thought was impressive.
Okay. That's true. Sure, I mean,
he may be dirty, but he's smart.
To be one, you gotta know one. I mean, to
he know
be
the
a,
game.
He a crack at it, or no? I'm sorry, because people in the comments were saying there's not crack yet; there's just cocaine. So he's a cocaine addict. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing in the comments. It was like crack hasn't been invented.
Well, in the show, they said they called him a crackhead. So I mean,
they did call him a crackhead.
So, there you go, comments.
There you go, comments.
Uh-oh.
At me, don't at me.
D'Angelo, don't at
D'Angelo
him.
TV, don't at me.
Shouts out to the crackheads out there.
Dang.
I feel bad for Franklin. Like, you could definitely see, like, the range of emotions that he was going through from the moment his dad came to the party, from when he actually got clean to when they had that interaction.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just think...
Yeah, because he came to his rescue. He came to his rescue when his mama was about to get in his butt. He like, no, wait, mama, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, he told him to shut the F up. And I'm just like, this is a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot. I mean, he finally shows up, and then not only is he there, but it's like a whole bunch of people. And you know they all watching their interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them are under, like, a lot of pressure, eyes being watched. So Franklin probably thought, you know, maybe I can handle him being here. And then, of course, once mom steps in, chews him out, he like, okay, I don't want to deal with this right now.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, too. Like, we've been really trying to figure out why he even wants to sell, like, you know, make this money so quickly. And
his mama need him to work.
And it's got a lot of pressure because of that. And I think it's telling about, you know, growing up in neighborhoods like that. Like, that's the most readily accessible thing when you need money quickly.
It's easy. Mm-hmm.
And I think even though he's obviously ill-prepared to handle a situation like that, he... loves his mom enough to want to try, even if it cost him his life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so because, you know, he was ready to, you know, do it. Throw on the towel and everything. But as soon as his mom was like, okay, why you ain't got no job? You going back. Like, you know, I need this money. He like, it's okay. I got you. We good. You ain't going to never have to worry about money again. I promise. You know? And it's just like, right then and there, you can tell, like, all right, he about to get back in these drugs because his mama putting the pressure on him to make this money because they got to pay these bills. And I don't think he should have to live like that, but he got to. Oh, no, he did graduate from high school already. Yeah, make that money, boy.
But, I mean, that's like he said at the beginning, like, it takes too long. You know, going to college and, like, that's 4 years. Like,
it's
you know what I mean?
Route.
Like, yeah, what's going to happen in 4 years?
And it could be nothing. I mean, it's still racism out there, so.
Right.
Yeah, whatever. Make that money. You ain't in school, so he got to do something.
He going to try, at least.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Also, my man, also, man. Hey, my question is, why did all the old ladies of the church have to go home from the communion cookies and crackers and making the cocaine in the back of the church? Why'd they have to go home?
They wasn't chopping fast enough.
Is that what they
went? They went bagging and tagging quick. they didn't have their stuff together.
They getting replaced, or was it just?
Of course, because Oso said it. He like, I got somebody that'll sling this quicker than them old ladies you working with. Your sorority sisters, clean them out.
Okay, Oso calling the shots now. I like that.
I mean, he growing some bars. He really is killing. He taking people out. You taking lives. I need say so in this, and I need some money.
I killed two people. I want partner. If this works,
he was acting like a whole dummy though with Pedro Daddy.
No, he wasn't.
He was acting like a dummy.
I don't think that was by accident though. That's not by accident.
Oh no, they set him. Oh. They set him up. Well, Pedro setting him up.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of, but I'm just saying though, like that whole little yes sir, just not even answering his questions or talking back to him and not saying nothing.
That's not by accident.
He's playing his cards right.
No, no, because Pedro's dad is the head honcho.
Right, you can't come in there talking crazy.
You know what I mean? Yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. Whatever you need.
You play the game until you get the position that you need, and then you can boss up. You can't come and busting through the doors.
I wasn't saying all that,
but it's like, don't be better than your overseer.
I wasn't saying he had to act crazy, but he was just looking real stupid. I'm just like, you know.
Nah, he did.
The whole situation was just a little weird.
He didn't get drunk, too, so that was good. I didn't see him drinking any liquor the whole time. Mm-hmm. He had a suit and tie. No, he played his cards right.
But apparently his daddy didn't like Pedro drinking. Started telling him he loved him. Yeah, that was a funny interaction. He's like, nah, you drinking too much.
You looking real soft right now, Pedro. Yeah, that was
funny. But you think he was like kind of like trying to figure it out though? Like what's going on with Pedro?
No, I don't think he sees it at all. I mean, he mentioned it.
I'm saying like if Pedro, now mind you, we don't know what goes on in their everyday life. But if this is Pedro's first time saying like I would never do something like that to you because I love you, then wouldn't you think that it'd make his daddy look at him kind of sideways? Like why you gotta say that? You know?
Nah, I think their relationship is really secure. Like he doesn't expect Pedro at all. Like and Pedro knows that because he was talking to the girl and saying, you know, I'm gonna be good. I'm kind of trying to look out for you, and that's why he's putting Oso out like that. So he's kind of the face person, so it just kind of takes the attention away from her a little bit.
Pedro got Oso messed up. He got him so messed up. He think he about to set him up and put him for the blame, and Oso gonna take all of them out.
Yeah.
He got a whole plan. She like, I don't think Pedro gonna like it. He like, I don't care.
Like, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Like, it looks like this is a dead situation anyways. Right. Like, y'all keep having me doing these random kills, so I might as well make some money while, you know, I'm out here in these streets.
But why she thought she was about to have him killing people and not pay him? Why she thought that?
Nah, I think the thing is, why did she think that he was going to be out there killing people and not want some power?
I don't think, and just be chilling. Like,
I don't think Oso's tripping off the money, really. Like, even Pedro's father says, okay, you want work and you want money, you want respect, but nah, you want power.
Right.
And Oso was
he was like, you're right.
Well, you know, you figured me out.
I need that. I need all the power. Run me that. Because, shoot, he taking people out for him.
Yeah.
He don't even know it.
Man, why Oso don't got no ties, though, man? He ain't got no suit ties, man. What was up with that?
Because he a wrestler. Well,
so you got a wrestler. But every dude got at least one suit and tie.
Really?
Yeah, every dude. Just at least one. It could be faded a little bit. You may have like a mustard man.
Okay, so you say every the same. You got one, D'Angelo. You got one.
A tie? Yeah, I have a tie. Yeah.
And a suit.
But Oso is poor. Do y'all not notice that? Right. But, he don't got money.
No, but he was he wasn't the best wrestler, but he was at least
he made a little something.
Something pro, semi pro.
Why would he ever own a suit and tie if he where would he ever have to wear one?
Right.
Right.
And he poor. Like so right. Priorities. Financially.
Yeah. He was living in a trailer too, wasn't he?
He sleeps in a car.
Well, I'm just saying, before that, I mean, he probably had a suit. Like, before wrestling, before the drug game, like, you didn't just try and work at Walmart? I mean, they probably had Walmart. Well, I'm just saying, you have a suit and tie for something? Like, you didn't even try and get a job once? Or did he just get too big? I don't know. I think about things like that.
Well, he cleaned up nice. I didn't even know who he was at first.
Yeah, I'm like, who is that? This man look brand new.
Who cleaned up nicer, Oso or Franklin's Pops?
Franklin's Pops. Because that mud was dirty.
Hey, those were Jerome's clothes, too. It was
Jerome's clothes. He was so dirty. He had on a dirty coat, dirty hat. He was just face dirty, nails dirty, hands look black. I'm like, Bro, it's going to take a...
That extra long
It's going to take more than a shower. You're going to be in that mud for a couple of hours. She like, I'm giving... She told Franklin, I'm giving him an hour's top for him to be at this party. Then he got a bounce. I'm like, the whole hour need to be spit in that tub. Because that food was so dirty.
I should laugh Jerome at that, right? Didn't say that. Yeah, you should. That's the funny part. Why did Jerome say something, though? Like, bruh.
They didn't cross paths, and they wasn't trying to. It looked like they was avoiding each other.
That's true. Because
Pops was avoiding Jerome.
Right, right.
That's for sure.
Probably because he had his clothes
on. He ain't about to walk up on
him. He probably smoked up all his weed, too. Like, at one point in time, he just forgot about it.
Or probably worked with him before and got high off of his the own supply. Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Like I do?
Zing.
It's getting personal. Yeah.
We gonna stay over here.
Hey, shouts out to the feds. I don't do no drugs. I take bubble baths. I use bubble wraps. I like roll-ups. I do stuff. I watch
Slurpees.
I was just playing.
I don't do no
y'all
drugs.
Y'all finna have us blacked up.
No drugs, all hugs, even when they trying to indict a mother.
Hey, you got a bar.
Bars.
That was hot.
The hot four.
Oh, that was good.
16.
You got bars.
How'd y'all feel about Franklin getting choked up like Rodney King? I thought that was a Rodney King moment.
Or Eric Gardner.
That's just it. That's insight to police brutality and like the fact that that's been a reality for years and years and years. And that was so, it was unnecessary, of course. But I thought it was cool that the black cop came and like broke it up. Well, that was
Miss Parker's father. Pops? Yeah,
somebody in the neighborhood.
Okay, maybe I'm a little bit off right here. I thought he was hitting those because Franklin looked a little sideways at his pops or her pops.
He was hitting what?
No, when I first saw, I mean, we think that it's.
Mrs.
Parker's pops, right? We think it's his dad, but at first, when I first seen it, I was like, oh shit, like this might be her man's. Because he was kind of young. He wasn't old.
That was her father.
For sure? Did they say that? That was my second interpretation.
I'm pretty sure that was his
father. I don't remember what her father looked like on the first episode when he told Leon to stop talking to her. Mm-hmm. But I do know she had said something about her daddy being out of town, right?
Well, she said he's working shifts all weekend.
Oh, working shifts all weekend. So, yeah.
And the way he said her name was like in a father way, like, what the hell are you doing out the house type thing. Because she'd be seeing
it was her daddy. Because it do look like.
That was my second suggestion. Yeah. That was my second suggestion.
Yeah, and it makes the most sense anyway. So
I just saw Franklin look at him like real mad, but maybe that's just because like, oh yeah, you won him.
He didn't get just choked out.
But Franklin didn't have to say nothing.
These nuts.
Yeah, it was
necessary. Like, and he was like, he was
in the
back
all the way back. Like what?
Yeah, like he wasn't even out in the front. He like was back there.
You
behind
all the way
front.
In the back. Like,
it was so unnecessary.
Why did you have to say that? Because he just cussed his daddy out. Now he all hyped up. Yeah, and stuff. So
that's exactly
what. Like if you don't
shut your lame butt up,
he was sipping 40s. They had Mickey's. You was sipping Mickey's.
And it's just general frustration with the police. Like, why are y'all here? What y'all trying to, like, you know what I mean?
But you already see your uncle acting the fool, and they about to come up at him. But you gonna say something stupid too, like you didn't have to say nothing, like that was stupid.
It did look like,
but y'all see how the cop didn't go for the uncle with his big muscles and everything, he went for the little scrawny boy.
He did, mm-hmm. He definitely.
I'm like,
did.
Bro, mm-hmm. Jerome, the one going crazy on you, talking the most junk, and you go for the skinny one who can't defend himself.
To be honest, Jerome was kind of like ha ha with it, like he was like, oh, what?
We just wasn't
got
aggressive.
Weed. Like, Franklin was like, what?
He wasn't aggressive.
Yeah.
But now, he was like, drunk though, yeah.
Franklin was straight up like, these nuts, like, let's go.
But that
like,
wasn't enough to get choked up.
Exactly.
Nothing's
that's the point.
Ever enough to get choked
I'm not trying
up.
To. Exactly. I'm not talking for the police here. I'm not saying what was going on with the white man's head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting though how Franklin's mom, like, put her hand on the cop's chest and Franklin's, like almost like push him off and nothing happened
She's
to her.
Like, well,
I was expecting her to get thrown.
I know,
like,
that was
soon
interesting.
As, right. But was she interesting. Was, man, she was down with the get down though. As soon as they rolled up, she seen Jerome acting crazy. She goes to the front like, what y'all doing here? What's going on? She was the mediator of the
whole
thing.
I think Franklin's mom is the apartment manager of those two policemen. And that's what she's like. She's like, hey,
she be
Tommy,
property.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, look, $50 off of rent this month. Don't touch my son.
It was crazy to symbolic though, that how she was in the front line and his father was like in the back, like kind of like and starting to sneak around.
This boy dipped. He chucked the deuces. While he getting choked up, he looked and bounced. Like, bro,
no, don't leave with the clean clothes. Put the dirty clothes back on and then bounce.
Right.
He left with the clean clothes.
He left with the clean clothes.
That's why he ain't saying nothing. Looking like Mr. Rogers. He gonna come back looking like dirt. They gonna be dirty.
Jerome gonna be mad. Like, what? Is that my Bill Cosby sweater?
Right. Why would Jerome have clothes like that, though? Because that was an ugly outfit.
That was smooth for the 80s.
That's why.
That was smooth for the 80s. That's some back in the day stuff.
Yeah,
it looked like he was just fresh out of church or something, you know? I liked it.
It looked real lame.
By the way, that party was cracking.
It was. Yeah, it lasted all night, too.
And they had fireworks. They burned the roof off.
That was dope.
So then after hours, booty crack out. They slow grind
it. Yeah. Hey, it killed me seeing the mom. Like she was doing on the grill, and the dude was looking at her. She was like, bend over. That was funny as hell.
Right, getting her little flight.
Yeah, that was funny.
Arch the back.
See, I cracked up at the part of the fat black dude sleeping with the 40 in his hand.
His whole back and crack.
He just looked dedicated. He just couldn't. He looked dedicated. He's like, hey, I didn't make it this time, but maybe like he was praying on the 40. Like,
whoa,
my dead homies come back to life. That's another question I had. I mean, maybe I'm not hood certified, but you know what the thing is, I have hood homies. I just didn't grow up in the hood. So I never understood the practice of pouring out 40s for your homie. Can anybody explain that?
Why the origin of it?
Or? Yeah, what is that?
What origin of it?
I don't know. That's some stuff John Singleton made up.
No, it's not made up. They do that for real.
I'm saying that's in all his hood
movies. Just every time I was in the hood. No, people do that in the hood for real. But I just never had the courage to be like, yo, homie, like, why are we pouring out 40s for the homies? Like, I mean, they dead and stuff. Like, we can give them H2O.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to drink this 40 right here.
I'm not there.
I mean, no disrespect to all the dead homies. I'm just saying, like, y'all ain't drinking liquor no more, so why? I don't know.
I never understood that concept either.
You never understood that?
Mm-mm. Okay. No.
Any guesses?
No guesses. Right. I just know you're going to have to re-up on your bottle, like, you know.
If anybody in the comment section knows why people be throwing out 40s for their homies, please just tell us.
I think it's just their way, the hood's way of symbolism. Just like when some people pass away, people release balloons.
Flowers.
And all that type of stuff. That's just how they do it.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Symbolism.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
There we go.
A question about the show I have is... why does Snowfall keep leaving out these big scenes? Like when Oso was killing the killer Enrique, why did they take out that whole scene? And when Alejandro decided to land the plane, like I feel like that was like a missed scene. Like even when we got into watching the show, you asked me, why is there a plane on the ground? What happened before this? And I was like, well, that's how the show started. So why do you think the show leaves out big moments? Because we didn't even get to see what happened to Alejandro. Like, why is Alejandro bloody in the head, knocked out? Like, what happened to him?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I think. Oh, what you got to say?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I do think it's interesting that they decide to, maybe they don't know a way they want to show it, or, you know, they get the point across without. It could also just be a budget thing, like, trying to avoid, like, I think that's just a small logistical thing, but it is interesting because those are very important things that I would like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to see them too, but shoot, I'm not them, so I can't even answer that. I don't know why they take it out. But I just feel like it's probably a budget thing, and then it's probably like a, you know, okay, this show, let's have it to the time that we said it was going to have it, and let's not make it too long or too short. So let's, you know, have the most important parts in there. So if they got to chop out somebody, you know, getting killed and just explain what happened in a scene, then so be it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it makes a little sense, right?
All right. So Franklin's back in the drug game. His last words were, I guess we got to go back to Avi's place or something like that.
He told Homeboy, because remember Leon brought the boy, and then he like, nah, I don't need no more big mouth niggas in my business. And he like, you know, the whole block in your business because they coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
Carvel's boy just got popped too, right?
Yeah, by Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
Because Ray Ray out for revenge for his boy Lenny that got raped.
Okay.
I'm still not over that.
I'm still not over that either.
Y'all got to go to 7-Eleven and try some of them banana Slurpees. I'm telling you.
His theory is that you'll get over it by having a Slurpee.
Look, that, I don't think I will ever get over that. Like, I cringe, you know, because it's just too much. But I feel like Ray Ray is out, you know, to get him. And then, you know, at the end, while he's sitting there and he like, okay, you know, I think what it was Leon was on chill when the cops was choking Franklin. You know, he was on chill. He was chilling. But homeboy that was drunk was, you know, like, hey, get off of him. Like, he was trying to go fight too. Whoever he said, go find your Auntie Crass, we can go to Ivy House in the morning. Mm-hmm. He had his back. So while he's sitting up there, he evaluating all of this, like, okay, you know, homeboy, you know, had my back. So, you know, let's just see, you know, how this going to be bringing him into the game or whatever. And then, sure, he don't want to catch the bus to Ivy House, so he need him. He low-key need that bus to Ivy's house.
Like, does the bus really go to Ivy's house? I feel like Ivy lives in, you know.
Hey, look, Franklin walked with his 2 feet. Like, he walked home with his 2 feet because he had to turn in that car and that bicycle last time.
Yeah,
that's true. When Franklin re-enters the drug game, is he going to be better than last time? Did he learn his lesson?
I'm pretty sure he learned his lesson, and then he act like he got balls now. He think he about to be, you know, running up on people and stuff. So, I mean, let's just see. I hope he don't be all softened. No, I'm not going to kill you.
He'll be better just off of common sense, like he has two extra people who are a little bit more about that life than he is.
But I don't think Ivy going to trust them two. Like, I think he, you know, he trusts Franklin, cool, whatever. But when he see Franklin bringing these other two dudes, mm-hmm. he gonna be like, boy, and first of all, like, he didn't even like Leon when he first met him. He like, why is this dude talking to me? You know, like, he don't like new faces.
That's just like when Teddy Mac was around, he didn't like new faces. But, you know, he's quick. Franklin is quick on his feet with his words, so I don't think that'll be much of an issue. As long as Avi's getting his money, that's all he cares about.
Exactly.
You think Franklin has upped his target practice game? Can he shoot somebody now? Is he going
to
do it?
He might not have to now, right?
Because he got hitters?
He lost the gun, didn't he?
No, they still got it.
They still got it.
So why they tell Jerome he lost it?
I'm just saying, if you're going to be a boss, you can't be losing guns and missing toys on a stepping stool. Like, you gotta kill somebody. You gotta show your team that you can do it. You gotta be a commander.
You gotta look. That's what he got Leon for. He don't need to kill nobody.
But I'm saying every boss in the drug game, especially in the 1980s, like, you gonna have to be ruthless a couple of times so your team knows, like, yo, our boss is a boss. He's not.
He ain't ready yet.
No.
Right. He got this.
Mm-hmm. It's not gonna work until he actually kills somebody smoothly, not like Carvel running out the car. It can't be like a jack.
That was
move.
Too much. They shot him up in the back seat. Then he got out the car and they shoot him while he running. And this man still not dead. Like, what was the point of y'all pulling the trigger all them times? I just don't understand. He gonna get it together though. I got faith. Hopefully. I got faith in Franklin.
We'll see.
Let's move on to predictions.
I just want y'all to know, like, this is weird.
Say louder. She thinks this is weird. I'm snitching. Snitches get stitches.
Right.
So.
What's going on with y'all two over there?
This is every week. This is how me and Shay be. We just be like looking. And be like, okay.
Y'all be looking like.
That's why he's so quiet. He's like, you used to this.
Hey, check out my man's house. It says bruh right now.
That sums up this whole episode.
Bruh.
Welcome to the team, Ashley. Bruh. You just got to blend in with the family.
Okay.
We've been talking too much. You know what? We're going to let our special guest start with the predictions.
There you go.
What?
First up.
Yeah, because you know you're going to be with us for the next 2 weeks, right?
Yes, I am. Okay, let's see. I feel like Franklin is not going to boss up. He ain't learned no lesson. He's still going to be the same Franklin in the end.
Yeah, maybe.
He ain't going to get nobody.
Yeah. I think by the end of the season, also Pedro is going to be dead. Like, one of them is going to have to go. They're going to butt heads. And I think Pedro. It will be Pedro.
I vote him out.
Me too.
The survivor now. He's people off the island.
He's least. I like him the least, so I'm cool with him dying. All
right.
Yeah. What you got?
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all know I like to go through the characters. Okay, so first, Franklin, when he get back in the drug game, I think he's going to be a lot smarter about the way that he does things, and I think he's going to trust Leon to handle his dirty work with people. He probably still going to be a little soft, but I think he's going to have, like, more something to him. Because, look, you just got choked up by the police. You just seen somebody get raped. Like, you had to, you seen your friend shoot somebody in the head. Like, you got to get something after that, right? You would think somebody grows, you know? But, yeah, I think his mama going to find out he's selling drugs. I really think she's going to find out that he's doing something. Maybe not to the point of cocaine, but I think she's going to figure out, okay, you selling something because, you know, where you getting all this money from? Because she was kind of curious, like, oh, you bailing him out right at the day after you tell me you quit your job, like, but you ain't got no money. So I think she's going to find out. Him and Jerome going to be beefing. I think, you know, Mel, Miss Parker, she gonna get in with the get in, and you know, her and Franklin, they gonna become a something, maybe. I think Oso gonna take over, and he definitely gonna have to take Pedro out. I vote Pedro off. Yeah, he got to go because he's stupid. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Who I'm leaving out? Oh, Teddy Mac and Alejandro. They gonna be like, they gonna do what they have to do. Get some clean rockets. No serial numbers on them. They gonna make sure they selling this stuff. They gonna get it together. And I believe Oso is gonna have all that stuff sewn quicker than them church ladies could. Like, he gonna get them together. Oh, look. Oso might even find Franklin, have him selling for him, too.
That would be a plot twist.
Because he's trying to get it out faster. He was like, I can find you somebody that's gonna get this stuff out quicker than them ladies you got working at the church. So, you know, I believe Oso gonna get it together. Maybe find Franklin.
All right. I think Alejandro and Teddy Mac going to get some CarMax for their That's the first thing they going to do.
Well,
gonna
hopefully.
Butter them lips some Vaseline, some cocoa butter, maybe a little Popeyes. I don't know. Whatever you need.
Popeyes will get it right, though.
Hey, I had some Popeyes today. Them honey chicken fingers. Fire. This ain't a commercial, y'all. I'm just talking. I also think that Frank is going to be an idiot once again. Surprise. I think Pops is going to try and get in with the get down. Mm. I think Pops is going to say, like, hey, I know. Like,
I think Pops is going to try to.
Hold on. Let me say my prediction.
Go ahead.
I think Pops knows that Franklin's getting money quickly. Mm. Pops needs money quickly. He's going to come to Franklin with the old, hey, look, man, I don't do drugs no more. I'm just trying to make this paper, like, any way possible. Like, I got your back. I think Franklin's going to give him a small amount, and it's going to get him fucked up.
Yeah, I don't think Franklin's going to trust his father. Like, he just walked out on him while he was getting choked out by the cops. That's over with.
I don't think
it's
going to
be the last of Pops, though.
No, it's going to be the last
of Pops. It's definitely not going to be the last of Pops, but if Pops is in anything, it ain't about getting his money. It's about getting your drugs. I want what you got because I want to sniff it, not because I want to help you sell it. Like, that's what he on. I don't think he on that. Mm-mm.
And then, for some weird reason, I could just see, as a season finale, Franklin turning to the Lord and, like, leaving all the drugs. I don't know. I just kind of feel that churchy vibe with Franklin being the Holy Ghost and never killing nobody and just being, like, the soft, you know, cupcake
if
dude.
If Franklin turned to the Lord, everybody else turned into the Lord, too, okay?
It'll be like a season finale. Like, oh, I'm no longer selling drugs to the community.
Hey, we ain't seen Claudia in a minute. What y'all think she on? Trying to figure out where Franklin doing?
Pimpin'. Wait, no, Franklin? Claudia bigger than Franklin. Yeah. Franklin had a small supply. He did cut out Lenny and Ray Ray.
Yeah, because he supplied a lot.
See, I thought Claudia would be shipping out more shipments than that. Like, how does one dude come in and replace two dudes? Like, why can't you just get supply from both and then spread it in the hood?
She don't need that much. It's just for the club at night. It's just to keep her dancers happy, to keep her people. Like, it's just her selling it in the club. Like, she running the truth.
You don't think she's flipping it outside the club?
Flipping it outside? No.
She looks like a boss. I just feel like she...
No, of course not. She's not taking it. She's not taking it out of there. She keep all that in-house. She ain't trying to get caught. She ain't about that life.
Okay.
All
right.
It's all in-house. She make her bread in the club.
Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. Snowfall Episode 5. Once again, I'm your host, Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Dervish. That's DERWITZ. Also on Instagram at Young Camel Toe.
And y'all, I am Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. Thank y'all so much for watching. Don't forget to comment. We need that.
And I'm Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Yes, nothing below 5 stars. Yes. Hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV and at D'Angelo on Instagram. It's my last show for the season, so thanks for joining us. I'm still gonna be watching the show, so hit me up with y'all thoughts on the show. So I'm gonna be keeping up with y'all too. You know, I'm gonna miss y'all.
Thank you, bruh.
y'all in good company for replacement.
I'm gonna miss you.
We'll keep you in our hearts.
Yeah.
When we do this. I'm bad at these moments.
You tried. You tried, though.
You did try. All right.
We'll keep the party cracking like Jerome's. Mm-hmm. Hey. Firecrackers, fireworks.
Not your best bar.
It wasn't supposed to be a bar. It was supposed to be sentimental white people stuff.
All right, anyway. It's time to go.
Goodbye. Yeah. All right,
deuces. Deuces.
Thanks.
Producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.